Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Lawmakers are weighing the odds about how to handle the governor's amendments to their legislation allowing skill games at convenience stores and truck stops. Now, the amendment says that the machines cannot be within 35 miles of a casino or historic horse racing facility like Rosie's Gaming Parlors. Senator Aaron Rouse is a Democrat from Virginia Beach who says small businesses are not happy that the governor increased the tax rate on the machines.
A Republican governor has increased taxes on small businesses. I don't know if these are the effects of the full eclipse or not, but that to me was surprising, along with the 35-mile radius, where that knocks out Virginia Beach, that knocks out Portsmouth, that knocks out the majority of the state.
Conservative groups like the Family Foundation were urging a veto, but Todd Gackey at the Family Foundation says a limited program is better than widespread neighborhood slot machines.
It appears that there's going to be a limit of about 20,000. So we'll see how this goes. But I think that the governor and our elected officials have a responsibility to make sure that we don't become a place where it is just completely littered with a whole bunch of vices.
Now supporters have a choice. Do they want to accept a limited program now and try to expand to the future? Or do they want to bag it for this year and try again next year? Michael Pope.